Hi, and welcome to The Language Lie,
a podcast about idioms.
I'm Ingrid.
I'm Casey.
Are you?
Am I?
We don't know. I feel like for
an existential podcast about idioms. Who the heck am I? Also, what does this thing mean? Join us on this journey while we take psychedelics and discuss words that nobody knows about.
You just shocked all of my mom's like friends who listen to this. You guys, it's not actually about that.
Oh, they don't know that you do that constantly? Like
no,
every
guys,
episode.
Hey guys, I don't.
Every single episode.
Casey, I'm just kidding. Having a, no. Are you?
I am kidding, yes. I can't imagine you doing anything harder than green tea, to be honest with you.
Green tea is rough for me.
Yeah.
You're correct.
It's like ghee is like when you want to go crazy.
When I want to go crazy, I have some ghee. Ooh.
Ooh, I'm going to do two rounds of sun salutations.
Oh, that was a good ref, like good yoga ref.
There. Hey, thanks. I thought it was a bit of a stretch, but. It's like, it's so disingenuous, your laugh. Like, I know you hate it. Just don't laugh. Just skip past it. It's okay. I'm not going to be offended. I know that you have to make 1,000 terrible jokes before you get one. And I am just so excited for the day that I get one. I finally get
Casey,
one.
Casey, that was like a solid yoga joke. Like, I'm going to take that to every yoga class I go to this week. I'm going to be like, it was a stretch.
And then you're going to get laughed out, like just like you did to me.
It was good. I liked it.
All right. Anyway, what do we have? Do we have follow-up? I have some follow-up.
Do you have some follow-up?
I do.
What?
I do.
What is
I
happening?
Have follow-up.
We really are in
we're
alternate
switching,
reality.
We're switching
okay.
places, yeah.
Cool.
My name is Ingrid, and I have follow-up. My follow-up is this. Last week, I think, or maybe a month ago, we talked about don't look a gift horse in the mouth.
Yes.
And there was a relative idiom called long, or a related idiom of long in the tooth.
Mm-hmm.
So I found today, accidentally.
I was going to say, were you actually doing like follow-up research?
No, I never listen to the episodes once they're done.
Okay. Yeah, I didn't think so.
I never want to hear them after they're done. And
that's probably a really great thing to say to our listeners who are currently listening to it, that you don't want to hear
it. Okay, but like, it's my voice.
Yeah, that's true.
It's like, okay, replace my voice with the listener's voice and then make them listen to it. It'd be awful.
This is a very psychedelic episode.
Thanks.
Okay.
Thanks, man. Yeah, so I was doing research.
Mm-hmm.
Go ahead, what were you going to say?
I did actually have a conversation with a friend today that was like, hey, like, it's really weird when you hear your own voice. This person said, like, I hear my own voice and it makes me really uncomfortable. And I was like, and they said, does this ever happen to you? And I was like,
yeah,
well,
constantly.
I listen to my own voice all the time. So it doesn't bother me anymore, actually. So Casey and I have come up with a way to solve the problem of hearing yourself on your own voicemail.
Yeah, just do it. Just 47 times or however many episodes we have.
And
for 30 minutes apiece.
For 6 hours while you're editing it.
Yeah.
There you go.
Then you don't care anymore.
Okay, so what's your follow-up?
All right, so the idiom was long in the tooth. Or the idiom was don't look a gift horse in the mouth. And then there was a yes. related idiom of long in the tooth, which is also a horse-related idiom. I learned today accidentally that to bishop a horse was a common practice among sort of like the low-level horse dealers, which horse dealers is also very funny to me, where they actually like file down the horse's teeth to make it look like they were smoother and newer, to make them look younger.
Younger. Okay.
So less long in the tooth. Also, feel free to look my gift horse in the mouth because I just filed its teeth down. Also, can you imagine filing the teeth of a horse? No, no, not for the, I don't care about the horse, for the human being.
Casey, care about the horse? That person is
fine. Like, shove your hand in a horse's mouth? How does it not hurt you?
Because they're so sweet.
Maybe it was like, hey, thank you. I feel 30 years younger.
No, it probably was like, this is incredibly painful. You're now on the nerve of my tooth. And
no, but if you like shave down the top of the tooth, that's not going to hurt. It's a painless procedure. I've done it 1,000 times. Anyway, do you have any follow-up?
I don't. I could talk about this for a lot longer. I have a lot of complaints, but...
Okay, cool.
Okay.
Let's move on then. I think we got some business to attend to. We're already at 40 minutes, so we need to hustle.
So, hey, do you want to hear about an idiom, Casey?
Yeah. That's why I'm here. Yes.
Did you jump onto another call while we were...
Yes, I'm getting a Zoom for my other meeting that I have to attend to, yeah. I do another podcast.
What is it about?
It's about the origins. I don't have anything to say. Go ahead. What's your idiom this week, please? Enlighten me.
I went with to throw caution to the wind.
Ah, yes. To throw caution to the wind. That's what I was going to say.
What do you think this means?
Exactly that. To throw caution to the wind. To say...
You can't define an idiom with an idiom, Casey.
Okay. You do it every other week. I don't want to hear the rules. It means to disregard any possible negative outcomes that may occur from an action that you may take.
Wow.
Is that good? I just made that up.
Yeah. That was.
Should really, I start my own dictionary?
You should start your own dictionary. I would buy your dictionary.
Dictionary Divine? Casey Dictionary Divine? No.
Stop it. No, that is perfect.
Thank you.
Every time someone I know learns your last name, they're like, you're joking. That's not actually his last name. Like, he has the most beautiful voice, and his last name is Divine.
Thank you. I thought that I did.
Oh, are you going to start doing accents? I'm delighted. So, yes, you are absolutely correct. Merriam-Webster says this is to stop being careful and do something that is dangerous or might result in failure. The idioms.thefreedictionary.com says to abandon one's cautiousness in order to take a risk.
Do it.
Hey guys, I did this one this week because I feel like throwing caution to the wind lately. There aren't any rules anymore. So let's just throw caution to the wind.
Yes.
Examples. This is also from idioms.thefreedictionary.com. You know I love my examples.
Uh-oh. Buckling in.
All of them are from reliable sources. You can't live life completely reserved.
Dudes that use horses for their work. .com. Johnny who likes ice cream. .net. Go ahead, sorry.
I am starting Johnny who likes ice cream. .net right now.
We should start a segment that is like sources that Ingrid should use. Listeners should write in and make up made up sources.
I think it sounds great.
It's so much fun. I think we should do it.
I totally like. It's gonna cost a lot of money to buy all these domain names.
Yeah, no, that's fine. We should. You know what we should also do? We should have, not to derail this episode at all, but we should have listeners.
It's been derailed, Casey. Don't worry.
We should have listeners write in. And just do the research for us. What's your favorite idiom and why? And what is the etymology behind it? And could you provide a definition and examples and some usages? And then we just comment. We are the commentators together.
You're basically suggesting that we become Fox News?
No. No.
They do create all their own content. That's true.
Yeah, they make stuff up. You'd at least need to check Johnny that likes ice cream .net.
I can't wait to start Johnny who loves ice cream .net. Okay, back to it. You can't live life completely reserved, you know. You've got to throw caution to the wind every now and then. After my father won a bit of money at the racetracks, he began throwing caution to the wind and gambling everything we had there.
And that's why we're homeless.
And that's why my dad isn't in my life anymore. Mm-hmm. They also say this can mean to become very careless. Jane, who is usually cautious, threw caution to the wind and went swimming in the ocean.
Oh my gosh.
Jane.
Is she okay?
Get your stuff together. Can't go swimming in that ocean.
I mean, have you ever been to the Gulf?
I have, and you should not swim there, guys. It is, it's dark.
It's dark. It is dark. It's dark and murky.
And
there's like a nice oil film on top.
I once found like 65 dead starfish at the Gulf, like on the beach. And I was like, this isn't natural. This is not something that should be happening.
It is natural when you dump 40 billion gallons of oil into the water. Yes, mm-hmm. that is a natural occurrence.
And I can see the rig off. Oh. It's like,
oh. Anyway.
Okay, cool. So they also say you do something without worrying, blah, blah. I should throw caution to the wind, give up my job, and just go traveling.
Yeah.
I decided to go throw caution to the wind and buy myself a really expensive pair of shoes. He threw caution to the wind and dived in after the child. Like, which I feel like those are very different investments on throwing caution.
Bought shoes. I saved a child. We're the same.
I gave up my job and went traveling. I saved someone's life.
Also, like, that's not throwing caution. Saving a child's life isn't throwing caution to the wind. That's like what an adult needs to do.
Your duty as a person.
Sorry, that's not how that works. Get in the water.
Right. A couple more from usadultliteracy.com. Mm-hmm.
Your second favorite
source. One of my other favorite. She threw caution to the wind and married him, even though she knew he was a professional thief. Girl, like, don't marry him. That's a bad plan.
He stole her heart. Okay. Just, you have to move on from them. Just ignore them. What else you got?
Okay. Idiomorigins.com, which I feel like is the first time we've referenced idiomorigins.com. They say to throw caution to the wind, to throw, cast, or fling anything to the wind is to discard it. And in this general sense, the expression dates from at least the 1400s, like the throw or casting.
They didn't have throwing before then?
No. People just laid things gently on the ground.
Here's this axe that I would like to move at you quickly, but instead I will just lay it here.
I would just set it on the floor and you could pick it up at your leisure. Thus one can throw reasoning, discretion, good manners, anything at all, really, to the wind. For some unknown reason, in relatively recent times, caution has become the firm favorite and throwing it to the wind dates from the late 19th century.
Specifically caution?
Mm-hmm.
What were the other options? I'm sorry.
Discretion.
Okay. Oh, I feel like I've heard discretion used.
Well, I've heard discretion used like as a word.
I've heard this word before. Have you ever heard this word, Ingrid? Discretion.
Have you heard to throw discretion to the wind?
I think so. Yeah, in a film. In a film.
Huh? In a cinematography.
It was black and white, so, you know, I am quite classy, as you may know.
It was in a cinematographical event?
Cinematography, yes, is my favorite. Okay. I love cinematography.
One can also throw good manners to the wind.
Ah, yes, as she tooted out the door.
What?
As she tooted out the door. She threw good manners out at the wind. To the wind. Ingrid's blushing because I said the word fart. And I didn't even say the word fart and she's blushing. What?
Okay, stop talking about toots.
Okay, jeez. Okay. We need to do some group therapy here. I'm ready.
This is from Quora. So they say that in the case of throw caution to the wind, some trace it back to John Milton's Paradise Lost. And there's a quote from that. And fear of death deliver to the winds.
Interesting. That's pretty spot on, right? Like,
yeah.
I mean, that's a pretty good summation of what it means.
Do you want to stop talking about it?
Yeah. All right. I'll see you.
Okay, cool. Bye. If anyone else wants to continue listening, Casey's jumped off, but I'd like to say.
I've ended the Zoom call.
Another possibility is that it came from a prayer written by Richard Roll, circa 1290 to 1349.
Oh, okay.
Desire for you that is unrestrained and a yearning for you that throws caution to the wind. And this for your own love's sake. Amen.
I mean, that's an exact version of it. That's that's better than Paradise Lost. I mean, it's like more...
It is?
It's more precise and accurate. Or not accurate, but like...
Spot on, like,
yeah, to what we say today. When did that happen? When did that
banger
come out?
Between 1290 and 1349.
Okay.
Or maybe that's just when he was alive. No, just says circa 1290 1349.
He wrote it when he was one.
Yes.
In 1291.
It says that entry in Quora ends up by saying it's important to know that this is a translation from Latin, so something could have been lost in translation.
Got it.
And then there's a funny at the end of it. It says, hey, where did that phrase come from? Ha ha, lost in translation.
Wow. I liked the little twang you did with that.
I didn't realize.
You did a twang.
Oh, good. This is from grammarhow.com. And this is what I found in many other places. So for those of you who are not wanting to like just listen to us ramble and want like the actual origin of this phrase, you've stopped listening by now, so never mind.
They tuned out 6 episodes ago.
So they say that this is an old British term that refers to the windy conditions that certain parts of the world face on a daily basis. They say the exact literary origin of the idiom is unknown. This is, in quotation marks, also throw discretion to the winds, behave or speak very rashly, as in throwing caution to the winds, he ran after the truck, or I'm afraid she's thrown discretion to the winds and told everyone about the divorce.
Oh, no.
She's terrible. This expression uses the winds in the sense of utterly vanishing or out of existence, a usage dating from the mid-1600s. The first recorded use of throw to the winds was in 1885, they say. In 2009, the Birmingham Mail released a letter to the
M-A-L-E
editor.
M-A-I-L?
M-A-I-L.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Just wondering.
This is something about...
Hey there, if you're out there, Mr. Birmingham Mail, hit me up.
Okay. about a championship game played in the famed Blues soccer team. The letter also contained this piece of advice along with some personal insights. Larson should be contained to the middle field, with Fahey replacing Carsley in center midfield. Attack is the best form of defense. Throw caution to the wind and go for it.
I agree.
Okay.
Larson's got to get out there, you know?
Larson.
It's the third trimester. We have to do this. You know, it's the last 90 minutes of the game.
Did you say the third trimester?
Yeah, isn't that what soccer's broken into?
That's babies. Babies are broken into trimesters.
I mean, have you seen them play? Anytime they get hurt, they're like, well,
hey, so any of our listeners who want to tell us what different parts of a soccer match are called?
Periods.
Just write in, because it's periods. Not called trimesters.
They're called periods.
Which is also
the opposite of a trimester.
Hey guys, hashtag Texas, hashtag let's
U.S. Supreme Court.
Let's not get into SB8 right now. Hey, so Casey.
Yeah, hey.
I'm going to text you something.
Oh God, this is so unfair. My phone's dead.
Why is it unfair? Because you do it to me every episode. Casey's going to read this for us, guys.
Okay. Peeing and then plugging in my mic. Just kidding.
That was the text that I sent Casey before this text.
Okay, hold on. Okay, I'm going to do like... I'm going to do like O'Hara.
Do you like that you do this to me all the time and you're now having to like compose yourself? Okay.
But now we're waltzing at the Strange Island Bar. I just drank some pina coladas in the dark and now we've been talking for hours about it all. I think I might have just handed you my heart. I'm throwing caution to the wind. I don't care about the risk. I see the ocean in your face and I'm ready to jump in. Okay, so I'm ready to jump into your face? I would have edited that differently.
There was a lot more, but I didn't want to make you read like the entirety of it.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. So what is this? Is this something you wrote?
Yeah, I mean, that's, you know.
Something I jotted down.
I was like, you know, thinking about pina coladas. It's real tiki vibe around here at 8 a.m. No, this is from a band called Trella.
Trella?
Trella.
Okay.
And the video for this is, there were a few things that have caution to the wind, but this was the most fun one that I found. The video is like actually one of the happier things I've seen today. It had like dolphins and like this girl in like sunglasses who's kind of like singing. So thanks for that dramatic reading.
Truly a pleasure.
I love that you read it the same way that you would read Frank O'Hara.
Frank O'Hara is like my favorite. Having a Coke with you is like better than all the blah, blah, blah.
There was one day where Casey and I were in my kitchen reading Frank O'Hara poems to each other, and it was one of my favorite times in life. I might remember that one on my deathbed.
Cool.
I might need more experiences. I'm not sure.
Huh. Yikes.
So that's all I got.
Cool.
Yeah.
I think that's great. Thank you so much.
You're so very welcome.
Throwing caution to the wind.
Let's all throw caution to the wind right now, guys, because I think there might not be wind anymore soon.
Well, global warming. Yeah, we're getting rid of that. Yeah.
We're getting rid of wind.
But that's how we get rid of solar. I mean, sorry, not solar. That's how we get rid of wind power, which, as you know, causes cancer. Those wind turbines cause cancer.
The country.
Dolphins, too.
Yeah.
Speaking
dolphins
of,
are bad.
Oh, it kills the dolphins.
I mean, I thought...
So that's good.
It's okay. Dolphins being bad sounds about as reasonable as everything else that people are saying these days. I'm like,
dolphins are kind of terrible.
Dolphins are coming to get your babies, guys. No,
dolphins are pretty terrible to each other. Yeah. And to other creatures.
Look, I can't handle any more bad news right now.
Okay, sorry. They're great, and they love you.
Yeah, they're very cute.
And do you know that Free Willy, an orca, is actually a dolphin? Do you know that orcas are actually dolphins?
I thought orcas ate dolphins.
Orcas are dolphins. They're part of the dolphin family.
I think they eat dolphins. Wait, are orcas cannibals? Like, they eat their own kind?
What does cannibals mean?
It means a thing, like...
I know, I'm just kidding. I mean, so birds eat birds, right?
Do birds eat birds? Do I hate birds now?
Birds of prey eat other birds.
Oh, true. Okay.
Right? I mean, would assume.
Yeah.
It's just nature. I don't think they eat orcas. Humans eat humans. That's pretty well documented.
How has your week gone?
Pretty great. I listened to a bunch of murder podcasts when I drove from Philly to Texas. Okay. So it's been great. Yeah.
Makes a lot more sense.
Yeah. Everything's great. Yeah. Real happy.
Cool. Humans eat humans. Sure. Happening all the time.
I think that's the takeaway here. Throw caution to the wind, everybody. Just go for it. Take a bite.
I've got some racist idiom stuff for you.
Cool. Let's dive right
in. This needs a different name. It really does.
I mean, but it should be jarring because it should be.
This is from, again, I the one last week was from Upworthy, and I went back to this article because I really love the writing on it. So thanks. Shout out to you guys. 10 common phrases that are actually racist AF. The very commonly used greeting, long time no see. Guys, I don't want to give this one up, but we do need to give it up. So it first became popular as a way to make fun of Native Americans. The phrase was used as a way to mock a traditional greeting exchanged between Native Americans. The official definition, according to the Oxford Dictionary. Hi, OED. If you want to come over later, I'll be here. Long time no see was originally meant as a humorous interpretation of a Native American greeting used after a prolonged separation. The current earliest citation recorded in the OED comes from W.F. Drennan's book 31 Years on Plains in 1901. And this is a quote, "When we rode up to him, an American Indian, he said, 'Good morning, long time no see.' The act of committing genocide is not limited to human lives, but also translate to a normalized cultural violence. Deconstructing, mocking, and erasing someone's language contributes to this pattern of colonialism."
Hmm.
We're, from now on, just going to say, "I'm happy to see you. It's been an extended period of time."
Yeah. Man, that's so crazy. I would have never guessed that one. When we talked about no can do, like, that, to me, I never really thought about the origins of that, but... As soon as you said it, I was like, oh, yeah, I can see that being something that I should not say. Just you mentioning that, hey, this is actually something we shouldn't talk, like, use. I was like, oh, okay, I can see that. I can see how that would be, I don't know, poking fun of someone.
Right.
Specifically, like, a non-English speaker trying to speak English.
Yeah.
But long time no see, I was not expecting that.
I wasn't either. And they were included together. Long Time No See was included with No Can Do at one point in the article. So you're really smart for making that association.
Hey, thank you.
Yeah.
I think that's the takeaway here is that I'm smart. Mm-hmm. All right. Well, that's good to know.
Yeah.
That's going to be hard. I'm definitely going to say that and then catch myself.
Be like, sorry.
And then explain.
Nerdy thing that I need to tell you.
And now you can't say it either.
Now you can't say it either. Sorry. Yeah.
Wow. So, well, thank you for that.
You're welcome. I always feel bad ending that segment. I'm like, bomp, bomp. Nah. So this is our international idiom for the week. Yay. This is from mimicmethod.com.
Okay.
They had a lot of international idioms, I'm just saying.
What do they do? What is the point of their website?
I don't know.
Okay.
I didn't look that up. I think it's to tell people about phrases in other languages.
Got it.
Mimic gives kind of the definition in the name. The Oxford English Dictionary, again, yay, defines idioms. I just wanted to say this because they lead with this, that it defines idioms and phrases as a group of words established by usage as having a meaning not deducible from those of the individual words. And then they give a different definition for that, which I feel like we should lead every podcast with. Put another way, idioms are sentences that sound ridiculous to everyone but the native speakers who use them.
Mm-hmm.
So this one is Italian, and it's avere gli occhi fondrati di prosciutto.
Oh, I love prosciutto.
I'm glad. I have never had it myself, but... Are you okay?
I'm offended.
You can get off.
What's it mean?
The literal translation is to have one's eyes lined with ham.
What's it mean?
That you can't see something directly in front of you. So I suppose the English translation would be like, can't see the forest through the trees or something like that. You can't see the thing that's directly in front of you.
Because you have ham on your face?
Because you have ham on your eyes. I thought you would like this one a lot.
I do like ham. I remember my mom one time when I was a young boy asked me what I wanted for my birthday dinner, and I just said ham. Oh my God. Also, more importantly,
this is going to be an hour long episode and I'm so happy
fine.
About it.
Yeah. It's fine. I can handle it. My mom and dad brought me and my two older brothers down one morning and said, like, we have a very important announcement. And they were about to announce their pregnancy with my sister. And they said, we have some special news. And I said, did you get ham? Direct quote. I really liked ham as a kid, and I don't know why.
I've heard from people that it's amazing. Also, it's Casey, great. That makes me love you more than I already loved you.
I was 30 years old when that happened.
Did we get ham?
I was so excited. I was like ready for ham. Like, why did they wake us up? Why did they bring us down here like this? It's not Christmas. Is it ham day? And it wasn't. It was just my sister.
God. Ugh. Such a disappointment. Jeez.
God. No, she's fine. I like her.
That's me. Okay. So, avere gli occhi fondrati di prosciutto.
Cool.
There you go.
Love some ham on my face.
Get some ham on your face, Casey.
Thanks.
Yeah. You do you.
Hey, thanks.
All right. You ready for... I feel like
oh, God, we have another segment. Jesus.
I'm laying a lot of things.
How many more segments do we have?
900. 900.
Write in if you want us to cut one of these. Or add more. I don't care.
Add more. Tell me. I can't actually keep that mental space, so don't tell me to add more. Like, I am barely managing the ones we have here. So, synonyms.
It's like
for
a
idioms.
Game show. This is like, what's that game show with Bob Barker?
The Price is Right.
This is like The Price is Right. There's 7,000...
Yes.
Games every episode.
The Price is Right is very successful, so.
I know.
This is from the board game Idiom Addict by The Good Game Company. Synonyms for idioms.
Let's have it.
All right. Here is a synonym for an idiom. Gaze about prior to the jump.
Gaze about? Like, mm-hmm. Like homosexuals?
Yes.
We're like looking around.
Looking around. Okay. But you could be looking
less
for
fancy.
Homosexuals.
It's true. Most homosexuals are looking. Can you say it one more time? Gaze about before the...
Gaze about prior to the leap. Jump!
Look... Look before you leap?
Good work.
Okay, well, that I feel like I had a clue, but thank you. You did. Thank you. I've never heard that, but okay.
Look before you leap?
Yeah. Why would you do that?
Really? Because you don't want to jump into, like, shallow water or, like, a shark's mouth.
Well, our thing was literally just throw caution to the wind.
Well, don't throw caution to the wind without looking into the wind first. There could be a hurricane out there, guys.
Okay, well, that's the opposite of all the advice you just gave me the last hour, but okay.
We have a lot to unpack here, guys. Casey and I'll be offline chatting about this later.
We're having a therapy session right after this. Don't worry, you guys.
Yes. Snipped from an identical piece of fabric.
Cut from the same cloth.
Nice work. While within the capital city of Italy, act like the citizens of the capital city of Italy.
When in Rome.
God, don't yell at me.
Do like the Romans or whatever the rest
of the time. Wow, you got real loud. You woke up everybody.
Well,
who was trying to sleep during this podcast. So, good job.
Hey, thanks. Always, you did all Casey. The work this episode. I thought I was at least going to do something, but I didn't do anything. So thank you.
And we're going to, but you did do all the work for our next segment that we're going to do that's not on this. Yes. So don't worry.
Sexyidioms.com.
My best friend was like, oh, you guys are doing the Language Lie After Dark, which I feel like is an excellent name for it.
I think it's great. Yeah, no, mm-hmm. I think that's way better than sexyidioms.com/
Online
the language
drug
lie.
Doctor
100% sexyidioms.net.
So if you guys want to hear that, we're going to jump over there and do that now at patreon.com/ the language lie. You can also email us with any idiom suggestions or any of your international regional idioms at thelanguagelie@gmail.com.
And feel free to slide into our DMs at The Language Lie, all one word, on Instagram.
Mm-hmm.
For all you kiddos. We have a TikTok now.
We have a TikTok. It's going great on the TikTok, guys. If you want to tell me how to use TikTok also.
We got a TikTok. And make sure to like, follow, subscribe wherever you get your podcasts.
Thanks so much.
Thanks for listening.
Yeah. We'll talk to you guys soon.
Bye.
Bye.